We are up to Simen Pei Beis in Hilchos Kriyas Shema. We'll be doing all of Pei Beis, all two Sifim, as well as the first Sif of Simen Pei Gimel. So we had learned the halacha of Ayom Achanecha Kadosh, where one has to distance himself from Tzoa, four Amis, and should not be able to see it. So the Mechaber talks about the din of Tzoa Yevesha, Kol Kach. What happens if it's old, meaning it's dried out? She'im Yizrakenu, if it were thrown, Tisparech, it would fall to bits. Hareyu Ka'ofar, it is considered dirt, meaning we do not consider it Tzoa, it's like the dirt of the ground. Umutir Likros Kenegda, and you're allowed to say Shema facing it. Says the Mechaber, V'hu Shlo Yibareach Ra, obviously that's only if it doesn't have a bad smell, whereas if it has an offensive smell, then it's still considered Tzoa. Now this is the Mechaber Shita that we hold Lahalacha. It depends on whether or not it would fall apart if thrown. There's another Deah, and the Ramah Paskins like that, V'yesh Omim, Deloheva Kavarach in Nifreches Ayidei Galila Belozrika. There's an opinion that it would only be considered Tzoa Yevesha and lose its shame Tzoa, and permit one to say Shema around it, if even if not thrown, just by rolling, it would fall apart. The Chain Iker, that is the way he Paskins. Now, the Mishnah Brura brings down, first of all, that when we talk about it falling to bits, we literally mean bits. If it'll just break up into two or three pieces, that would not be sufficient. It would have to be that it would really falls apart. Now, the Bir Halacha mentions that in the Gemara, there are different deis of actually which comes first. In other words, what degree of dryness is more dry? That if it was thrown, it falls apart, or if it rolls, it falls apart. Meaning, if it's thrown, obviously it hits the ground with more impact, but when it rolls, it's hitting the ground more times. The question is, which causes it? The Ramah sounds like we are paskening that rolling is the weaker one, and we are therefore machmir. The Mishnah Brura, the Bir Halacha, brings down those who say that we're machmir for both lashonis, in which case it's got to be that it would fall to bits, whether if thrown or if rolled. Now, there's another discussion in the Mishnah Brura, and that's in the case of you're in a very cold place and it's frozen. It becomes brittle because it's frozen. But if it would thaw out, then it would not break. It would be soft. So he says that it does not have the halacha of being yavesh. Not only that, he says, even b'dieved, one would daven over again. However, since there are mekilim, he says to daven over b'toris nedava. If it is covered by water, we had learned before that water is not a kisui. If it is covered by snow, because that is opaque, it is a kisui. If it's covered by ice, there the Mishnah Brura brings down some who hold that it is considered a kisui, and it's therefore a suffix. In the case of Meir Aglayim, where that is frozen, so he leaves it as a tzarech iyan, and he says yesh lahachmir. He says that one should be machmir there. Siv Beis, Meir Aglayim shenivlu bakarka, Meir Aglayim that got absorbed into the ground. Imhein martivim hayad, if the ground is so moist that if you touch it, the hand would get wet. Osur likros kenegdam, it's still considered that they are there. The Yesh Omrim, the Ramah disagrees, and he says the Eino also rak betofeach amanas lahatfiach. It would have to be so moist that if you touch it with your hand and then touch another hand with your first hand, the second one would get wet. The Yesh lismoch al zeh, and the Ramah paskins like this lemaisa. Now the same halacha applies in the case of clothing, so that if someone wet his clothing with urine, the halacha is that if on the outside, if you touch it and just a drop moist, but the finger that touched it could not make another hand wet, the halacha would be that it is considered dry and one could daven, it would not be a problem. Now, in the case of Meir Aglayim that are absorbed in the ground, and it is tofeach latfiach, it's still moist enough to make something else wet that will make something else wet, so even according to the Ramah, you'll need a harchaka. The Mishnah Brura says a chiddush, that we learned before that if you add water to it, water does bitl. But there was a t'nai that you had a revius of water. Only a revius of water is mevatel Meir Aglayim. That was the derabanan. When the rabbanon asked Meir Aglayim, they made that as a rule. The halacha is that Meir Aglayim that is absorbed into the ground, a little bit of water would be enough. The shear of water that would make the ground tofeach latfiach would be enough to be mevatel Meir Aglayim that is absorbed in the ground. Simen Pei Gimel. Now, Pei Gimel deals with the halachis of a bathroom or a shower with regard to Kriya Shema. Oser likros keneged beis akise yoshon afilu pino mimenu hatsoha. A beis akise yoshon means a place that was used in, as a washroom, even though the tsoa is no longer there. The halacha is that it gets the din of tsoa itself, meaning you've got to be 4 amas away from it and you couldn't see it. 4 amas away from it, meaning even if it's behind you, the din of Ayamachanach HaKadosh would apply to that. Now, the bathrooms that they are referring to are rooms where this is a place set out in the field where people would relieve themselves, and that was it. The tsoa remained there. So it says, even if you cleaned it out, since this is a mokum miyuchid for a beis akiseh, it's a place that people did use to relieve themselves, the halachi is that even though you took the tsoa out of there, we say that it is not clean enough, it remains a beis akiseh. Says the Mechaber now, v'yira li dahainu kashein lo mechitzis. Avalim yesh lo mechitzis, aval pishiesh po tsoa, korei kenegdo besomuch ve'ein achoshish im ein magia lo reach ra. The Mechaber Shita is that Mechitzis will set this off, and if you're outside it, so long as you don't smell anything, the halacha is that you could say Shema. This is the Shita of the Mechaber. Now, within the Shitas of Mechaber, the Prima Gogan is Mistapek, if he means 4 Mechitzis or 3 would be enough. It means 1 Mechitzis is certainly not enough. The question is, if you have 3 walls around it, but the 4th side is open, and you're not facing that 4th side, would that be good enough or not? He's Mistapek. Now, the halacha of Beis Akiseh is a Doraisa. The Achronim say that Beis Akiseh has the halacha of Tzoa Midoraisa, the din of Manachanecha Kadosh, which would prevent you from saying Shema in or facing a bathroom. That would be Midoraisa. So this really brings us to the various shitas here, because the Mechaber is pretty much a Das Yochid. The Beis Yosef Shita is that Mechitzis, even if they are not 10 Tvachim high, are good enough to set this place off. You can face it. You can say Shema within 4 Amos of it. The Beis Akiseh is considered in a different Rishus. However, all the Achronim argue on that, and they say that if it's not 10 Tvachim high, there's nothing to talk about. Those Mechitzis are not a Mechitza. But aside from that, the Poskim say that if the walls are Meyuchid for that Beis Akiseh, the walls too get a din of a Beis Akiseh. And if you see them or you're within 4 Amos of them, then you cannot say Shema. They require Harchaka of 4 Amos. Now, it is clear from the Mishnah Brura that the Mechitzis he was talking about were Mechitzis that were actually used as part of the bathroom. In other words, when people relieved themselves, they would actually get it on the wall as well. Whereas, if you're talking about some kind of receptacle where people relieve themselves and the walls are clean all the time, it would seem that the Mishnah Brura holds that those mechitzis would definitely set the bathroom off, and they would not need any harchaka as long as there's no reah coming out of it. Second of all, if these are not mechitzis that were made for the washroom, but they're really the mechitzis, the walls of an outer building. For example, you're in a building, and right outside the building, against the wall of the building, people use that as a place to relieve themselves or to urinate. So the halacha would be that the wall would not have a shem beis akiseh, because that is the wall of the house. As long as there's no reach, then inside the house one could say Shema. Even in a case of the walls that are part of the bathroom, walls that really have a shem beis akiseh, the halacha is that if you're seeing them, but you're in a different building, meaning you're in a building, out the window you can see the wall that is part of an outhouse, say a wall that is part of the beis akiseh, and would have a din beis akiseh. Since you're in a different rishus, there are some that are makel altogether. The Mishnah Brura is makel with atzima seinayim, that if you just close your eyes, although we said that that is not sufficient, you actually have to move your whole body. If you just close your eyes and you're in a different rishus, there the Mishnah Brura is makel. Now, one other thing. A place that was a washroom, and then was converted into something else. So the Mechaber had said that if it is a Beis Akiseh Yoshon, you have to distance yourself from it. At what point would we say that it's ancient history and is no longer considered a washroom? So the halacha is, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you clean it out very well, where there's no remnant whatsoever, really that would be enough. If you clean it out and it just looks completely new, that would really be sufficient. The problem is, do you ever really know if that's the case? If you did a shinui maisa, if you did something to change the structure of the room, where not only is there no smell, but it doesn't look like a washroom anymore, there certainly it can become a regular room of the house. So this is halacha lemaisa. In the case of a room that was a bathroom or even a shower room, we're going to learn later in the Bir Halacha, and then you went and did something to change it in a way that it no longer resembles a bathroom or a shower, and there's no odor, there are no remnants of what it used to be, that is a regular room, and it is chayiv b'mezuzah, and you can learn in it, and you can daven in it, there are no chumras there whatsoever.